AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve has cut its benchmark interest rate for a third meeting in a row, down a quarter point to about 3.6%. It Donahue has details.
Chair Jerome Powell signaled the Fed may leave rates unchanged in the coming months.
Conditions in the labor market appear to be gradually cooling, and inflation remains somewhat elevated.
That drew the attention of President Trump.
I mean, this guy, the head of the Federal Reserve, is a stiff.
He wants bigger rate cuts.
He did a rather small number that could have been doubled, at least doubled.
These readings are higher than earlier in the year as inflation for goods has picked up, reflecting the effects of tariffs.
Powell says the goal remains to get inflation to 2%.
If you get away from tariffs, inflation is in the low twos, right? So it's really tariffs that's causing most of the inflation overshoot.
Three Fed officials dissented from the move, the most dissents in 6 years, and a sign of deep divisions on a committee that traditionally works by consensus. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Stocks closed higher on the news. President Trump says U.S. forces have seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. The House has passed a $900 billion defense bill to raise troop pay and overhaul weapons purchases. And Gethin Kulbaugh has news from college football.
Michigan fired football coach Sharon Moore on Wednesday, saying a university investigation had found evidence of a, quote, inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The stunning announcement said Moore's alleged conduct was a clear violation of university policy. Moore, the team's former offensive coordinator, was promoted to the top job in January 2024 to replace Jim Harbaugh. The 9-3 Wolverines are set to play Texas in the Citrus Bowl in a few weeks. Under Moore, Michigan posted an 18-8 record over parts of three seasons. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News. Donna Warder has the latest on the death of singer Jubilant Sykes.
The son of Grammy-nominated singer Jubilant Sykes, 31-year-old Micah Sykes, is under arrest, charged with the stabbing death of his father. Officers who responded to a 911 call Monday night went to the 71-year-old singer's home in Santa Monica, California, and found Sykes with critical stab wounds. When paramedics arrived at the home, they pronounced him dead. Sykes was nominated for Best Classical Album at the 2010 Grammy Awards for Bernstein Mass. He appeared in the 1990 Metropolitan Opera production of the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, and Sykes was artistic advisor for Orchestra Santa Monica. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.